Hi all, welcome to a bonus episode of Epic Haunts. And if Simon's face is looking weird, I was actually about to say the Epic Florida Project, but my head, I've literally just got home from work, walked the dog, had a quick chat with Gaz. Yet again, you're seeing no Gaz. Gaz has literally just finished work himself. Another half hour, but I can't wait that long myself, and neither can Simon. He would have been on. So Gaz is coming back, we promise you. We haven't killed him. We might have kidnapped him, but we haven't killed him. And I'll do that. How you doing, Si?
I'm okay. Been a long, long, busy few days, but we're back with some special bonus news.
Who would have thought we would have been back this quick?
Well, hopefully this is the start of really ramping it all up, really.
So if people are wondering what the news is, Universal's Halloween Horror Nights have finally made a house announcement.
Yes.
And I am going to get it up on screen. So, Simon, would you like to talk away while I figure out how to do
this? Literally, it is the Universal Monsters Legends Collide. It's a joint one between Hollywood and Orlando. So it was a joint announcement. Both of them have got it. Fantastic. It's great. We've actually got something to look at. And as you can probably see on the screen, there's three monsters in this one. So you've got the Wolfman, Dracula, and the Mummy. I'll just read the little blurb that's on the website. If you thought one Universal monster was scary, how about three? Better summon your scare squad, because they're about to get caught in the middle of an epic battle between the Wolfman, Dracula, and the Mummy. Together for the first time ever, their mission to find the amulet that will break their curse, and they'll destroy anyone who gets in their way. So
I won't be playing the video, people, because we will get strike for that.
So I just read that little bit under there. And if you look, I don't understand. I understand the Wolfman, he's cursed. The Mummy has been given a curse because that's what a mummy is. But I've heard this on a couple of podcasts already. Dracula. I'm a bit confused why he would want to get rid of his curse. Because would you say being immortal?
Or maybe, just maybe, he's had enough and he wants to run Hotel Transylvania and he doesn't want to be a vampire anymore.
The thing is with the Dracula, he's undead.
Simon, it's a joke from the movie.
I don't know what movie you're on about. I'm tired. But it's an interesting concept. I'm looking forward to it because I always like the Universal Monsters, as you can probably see on my left shoulder.
Yep, it's just very good.
So I'm really looking forward to this house.
The original one, what we go to for the Universal Monsters, was awesome. And yeah. Frankenstein, not Frankenstein, Story People, the Bride of Frankenstein one looked awesome as well. So I've got high hopes again.
Well, like I say, the debate is still there, whether this is an IP or an original. It is an IP. A lot of people have asked, how come we've been given this and not a headline? Like The Weeknd or a Stranger Things property or anything like that. I think they've gone for this because the fans have been begging for something. I'm actually looking right directly in the camera. We've been looking for a house for 2-3 months. And they finally give us one. And I think this one is for the fans. This one is like, here you wanted it, you've got it.
It's quite interesting as well. I know it's only three legends, but it's got the feeling of the icons as well from last year. When they was all in one house.
Well, I have noticed on the artwork and the posters and the T-shirt, which we'll get into in a minute. It's got the original. It's got the Dracula from 2019 on it. It's reaching out with his claws and the nasty Dracula. But also with the in-house announcement, there was a merch drop. You can get yourself a new Christmas ornament and the T-shirt.
And unfortunately,
I want the T-shirt. So if anyone is actually in America, someone buy me a size large. I'm coming over in September. I'll pick it up.
I'll be shocked if they haven't got any for Halloween.
Well, some of these release shirts, they weren't out for much longer after the event. So
I would like this as a poster, the poster version. I think it's awesome.
Well, I think you're possibly going to get three individual ones because look at his picture. Like you're saying, you've got the Wolfman there, you've got Dracula. There's a lot of hieroglyphics in the corner.
If anybody's out there from the haunting areas and that, I wonder if them hieroglyphics mean anything.
Yeah, if someone can read hieroglyphics, that will be pretty good. I
Would be
can't, so.
interesting.
I'm just trying to find.
So I can't find the merch for it. What's the same?
It's
Universals.
if you I think it is under the scroll, the bit on the name down, but they were very well prepared, aren't we? Sorry, people.
We didn't know we were going to do it. It's the truth.
Yeah. Is there some blurb underneath the well, I won't play it. But you see, obviously you've seen the trailer.
Well, I can get a picture up of the t-shirt, I think. So this may
It's
help, I
exactly the
think.
same blurb on the YouTube as well. Or on the YouTubes,
Nope.
some people say.
There we go. The best I'm
Yeah.
getting is Reddit, unfortunately.
Yeah, but I do like it's that contrasted color of black, white, and red,
There
those
we
three
go.
colors. Yeah, I
Proper
do like
full
that.
size. It's a very nice look. It's a very, very nice look. Oh,
Yeah.
look, you can see the Frankenstein one and that just behind it as well.
Yes.
Just where the lady is walking
Yeah,
past,
but I think
putting out the mannequin.
that's just a general universal
Yeah,
shirt, I think.
it
Yeah.
is
So,
now.
but in the trailer,
The
there is a
design of
few
that
Easter
poster.
eggs. There is a few Easter eggs in the release trailer that they've done. It does say Usher is back in
Oh, I can't
5 minutes.
wait. I can't wait until he sings. Oh.
Yeah. I was playing it here where it's no volume. Obviously it's in the Palace Theatre. The main character is a snacker and he's talking away to somebody on the phone, but just the booth behind him there, it's got the Usher we're back in 5 minutes.
I don't know
So
if you've seen this, but apparently, the woman who plays the voodoo queen's been seen on the phone or something in the trailer. The lady who plays the voodoo queen.
it's probably just the actress, that's what we'd probably
Yeah.
use for that.
But how cool would that be if that was another little hint for coming in?
Yeah, but there also is a few more little hints if you freeze frame it. The posters that they're advertising, not just the Wolfman, the Dracula, they're films from Slaughter Cinema.
Ooh.
So if you
Ooh, that's
freeze
a big
frame it,
sign.
there's some pictures out there. I don't know if you'll be able to find them, but there is little Easter eggs in the actual 45-second trailer. Whether we're going to get anything to do with Slaughter Cinema or the Usher, it might just be put in there to make it look like that.
It's
I'm
also
happy.
be it can also be a hint for the next year after. You know,
But like I
Universal
say,
like
this
hint.
is obviously number one on my hype list because we've only got one house.
It's number two on
So,
mine.
well, all right, so you got the weekend.
Oh, mate. We've got Usher coming. We've got the Usher house now. Bit of that R&B. Oh, it's gonna be awesome.
Yeah,
This is why everyone hates me, mate. I'm going to be serious. No, this looks like an awesome house. I'm looking really forward to it.
well, along with that, we have Halloween Horror Nights Single Night Express tickets are available.
They certainly are.
So they range from the lowest price at $89.99, going all the way up to a whopping $189.99.
Yeah.
So if you know, this is the only advice I would say, if you want to get Express for the night you're going, and that's the only night you want to get Express, get them at this price now because they're only going to go up in price. They always go up, they never come down. And if you really have got single night tickets and you think you're going to need Express, get them now because, like I said, they go up in
Yeah.
price. But if you haven't got tickets, hold out that little bit longer, maybe 2, 3 weeks, and the multi-night tickets should be available. And
Well,
when they come available, they will come with Express.
as you know, we'd had a chat earlier on the phone and we found out we're both not doing Express for literally the same reason. Being from the UK, we've already booked loads of park tickets.
Yeah.
I've just booked today Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party in September because, on an old podcast, I've said my niece is coming for the first time, so we're doing that. So that was an extra £90. We got it from Florida Ticks. And people, Florida Ticks, I don't know how long it lasts for, but if you put Florida 5 in, there's a discount straight away for you. So on any tickets as well. So think about that if you're from the UK. So I've got that. I've already paid for my SeaWorld Hello. I always say hello.
Hello.
Howl-O Scream unlimited ticket. So still waiting to get the Russia Fear ticket. Well, we'll come for September for Halloween Horror Nights. I just can't justify paying for an express.
No, Oh, I'm in the exact same boat. I booked Mickey's Not So Scary for Julie. She really wants to get to Magic Kingdom because we're not doing Disney this year, but this will be our Disney day. And I've got the same ticket for the Ultimate Howl Scream. So,
Hello,
and that cost
Scream.
me, it was 100, and I paid £184. That's your booking fee and your tax in English. So it was 190 something plus tax, and then there's $9.95 service fee, but I think that's per transaction, not per ticket. So the more tickets you buy, you only pay that one service fee. But with the equator and the exchange rate it is at the moment, I paid £184.06.
Yeah, I people generally, I've always bought tickets while I'm in Orlando when I've got there, but with way the pound is right now, I'm just finding it easy to buy my park tickets and that up front before I go, because then the money I've got out there to buy a little bit of merch and food and drink, that's it. I don't have to worry. I'm not thinking, oh, I've got to put that aside. I'll get it early this year. So
Well,
I'd advise that's quite a lot of people actually now.
the thing is, it when I don't think the exchange rate is going to change much. It's going to roughly be around the same price. It might go down, it might go up. You may lose out, you may gain. It's just one of those things that the climate is in such a state we can't understand what's going on or predict what's going to happen next. So if you've got the money and you want to fork, get it now. But Halloween Horror Nights tickets, if you're going to go multiple nights, wait for the multiple night ticket. That's the best advice I can give
Oh
anyone.
yeah, and don't panic. There will be people in Facebook groups and that saying, "Oh, I don't think it's coming this year." They've been saying that since I've been going, and Simon's been going longer than me, and they've been saying the same. And every year they panic, even through the COVID 2 year eras. That especially, well, not the first one, but the last year they had the normal tickets again, didn't they? Did
They
they?
did
I
bring
can't.
them. They
Yeah.
did bring them back. Yeah, they did bring the multi-night tickets out. So, and that was a
Yeah.
post COVID. So that's
Yeah,
it.
I wouldn't panic. There isn't much to say. This is a nice and short and sweet. I'm going to go down to the basement in a minute, and I'm going to make sure that Gaz is okay, chained up and everything. We can't let him go yet, mate.
Yeah, you've got make sure you give him some food. He's a big guy. You need some food.
Yeah. Okay. I might take a picture from behind the back of his head. I'm sure you're like that, eh, Gaz? Inside joke, people. Gaz, I know what I mean. But as I say, as per normal, follow Gaz and his family, the Incredible Wilsons, on YouTube. Follow me on YouTube at Epic Feel, where I do vlogs, and in the UK and the USA, and also do Epic Feel Hotel Help. Well, right now, season two is actually all about the Universal Hotels. Watch a video, six TripAdvisor reviews, two awesome, two bad, two rubbish, just to tell you what it's like. That's pretty much that show to try and help people choose the hotel that what will choose them. Then you've got Simon, who's going to plug himself.
Epic Flora Project on
Oh, yeah, our
Universally
other
Epic
show.
Shows. If you subscribe to this, you subscribe to all of them. So press that bell and you'll be able to get notified of any new content. I have got a YouTube channel if you want to watch it. It's up to you. It's Simon and Julie. It's just me just putting random pictures on. It's not random videos. I don't really post a lot. Just done Alton Towers at the beginning of the season. I'm going again in June.
Go and check out
There's
his
Mark.
Greece. Go and check out his Greek holiday. Was it Cyprus?
The Corfu, that's the
Corfu.
two.
Go and
Yeah,
check. Yeah.
that was in middle of the pandemic. That was
Yeah,
in
go and check them
September.
out.
But it's entirely up to you. I'm not fussed if you watch or not. Just enjoy the content that we're trying to give to you.
Okay.
So
And for that, I'll see you later. And Simon, what has he always likes to say?
stay spooky, guys.